Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I'm so excited to be with you on today's special program. We've decided to celebrate all the fathers out there all week long, and you're about to watch one of my glorious living programs that we did in honor of Father's Day. My daughter Jody, Jesse, and I went back in time and reminisced about our family, and I believe that you're going to enjoy some of the stories and different perspectives that Jody shared about growing up as Jesse's daughter. I want to say, if you don't have or haven't had the best relationship with your earthly father, I want to encourage you right now. You know, we all share the ultimate Father, our Heavenly Father. He's the Father whose arms are always wide open with His unending forgiveness and unconditional love. And before we go into the show, we would all like to wish all the dads out there happy Father's Day from our family to yours. Watch and be blessed. Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. This is going to be a very special program, so I'm so glad you're watching today. I have my husband, Jesse, and my daughter, Jody, on the program.
Hello.
I thought it would be a great idea to connect, have the family on, because Father's Day is coming up. You know, this airs right before Father's Day, and you'll be preaching at the church on Father's
yes.
Day, and we're going to have a family lunch. And yep. I thought it would be great for people to just see.
So you're not cooking, huh?
No, but you know what I did?
Thank God.
I make reservations.
You make reservations.
And they're good. I've already done it.
I like them.
I think I've done them.
I think so too.
No, I gotta make reservations.
You better do something. I don't know what. Praise God.
But we're gonna eat. We always eat. We always
eat
good.
Eat too much. That's
a
problem.
You know, all over the years, you know, people have always asked you questions, what's Jody like? Jody will ask, what's your daddy like? I mean, and we had a funny thing, so many funny stories over the years. But I just thought it would be great to just connect and talk about what it means to be a father to you. I remember that you was a shock when I told you that I was pregnant years ago.
I'll never forget it. I remember it like it was yesterday. You know, I love kids. You know, I'm a kid person. I enjoy it. But the kind of job I had, it was not conducive for children. Mm-hmm. Now, Jody, the first 5 years of her life was raised up in hotels.
Yeah.
And we were just traveling constantly all the time.
Night out.
So anyway, you know, and...
And she's still like that, right?
I'm gonna open this up. I don't mean to embarrass Kathy, but...
You always love to embarrass me. What
Kathy was saying,
about?
I want a baby. I said, we ain't getting no baby. We ain't had no baby. None. Zero. You know, I said, but not because we don't like children. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I said, my God, man. I mean, they got to go to school. They got to do all these kinds of things.
It's a big responsibility for being on the road.
Well, traveling.
Like when you're on the road like that.
Yeah. And in fact, one time when she was 2.5, 3 years old, she asked me, Jody asked me, Dad, can we go to the laundromat? I said, the laundromat? Why you want to go to the laundromat? And she said this, so I can play with some kids. That gives you an idea. She was with adults.
I only said it once because I didn't care that much. I was good to be an only child.
Yeah, it was great.
I wasn't lonely.
But
I was alone, but not lonely. Yeah.
Your mother come up to me, and so
you always had a good attitude.
Kathy was on the birth control pills. Okay,
we don't have to go into
that
whole
story. I'm going to it.
Story.
You want to do this? We're going to do this right. So watch this. So
man, I
wouldn't say that. Then I'm drinking up a storm. I'm drinking all the time. Finally, she's just frustrated. I said, "Okay, get off the pills." This was on a Friday. Okay, Friday.
And here I am.
Friday. Yeah. So man, come Monday. I mean, I was sober then. I said, "You go back to that drugstore. You get the birth control."
But I was already here.
I got caught. Jody was the product
of
that.
I'm so happy to be here.
And I'm so glad you're here, baby. Now he's just one of the best ideas I've ever had. He needs to listen to me more.
I listen to you all the time. Praise the Lord.
Without kicking and screaming.
But anyway, that's what happened. And I never forget the day that I saw Jody for the first time. I saw Jody 6 seconds after she was born. And that freaked me out. And see, in those days, you weren't allowed to go see your wife have a child. You went to the front desk and paid for the baby. That's just the way it was. You know, you didn't do that. But I was with this wonderful doctor named Garth Hatch from Arlington. Jody's the only, we all Cajun people in Louisiana.
I'm still
but
Cajun.
She is a Texan. She was born in Arlington, Texas at Arlington Memorial Hospital on October the 25th at 12:06 a.m. in the morning.
I was late.
Yeah.
Yes.
Six minutes after you'd have been the 24th.
I was supposed to be on Grandma's birthday.
That's right, October the 20th.
And it was just amazing. So, I mean, I heard Kathy kind of screaming a little bit. She was having all that labor stuff. And all of a sudden, man, boom, the door hit me. And that was Jody. She was real little. And he said, "This is your baby." And I freaked out because she wasn't cleaned up or nothing. I'd never seen that before. And I went, "What is this? Can we put this back?" I didn't know what it was. And that's your child. And then the doctor just did this. gave it to this hunchback nurse. I'll never forget. She was a good nurse. And she said, clean this child. You come with me. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of my relationship with Jody and all those things.
It's wonderful. I love it.
I remember
thinking.
I'm glad
you're my dad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you buckled.
Yeah. I was drunk.
Because you're here, man.
God made it for a reason, maybe just for me.
That's right. And anyway.
I can't imagine what our life would be like without Jody.
Oh, that's
I know
true.
You wouldn't, can't imagine. But,
oh, it's not that
and
I
it's
didn't
the most
want
beautiful
children.
Thing to be
this
a father.
This is great. I love to hear all of this. Keep going. Yeah. Things I didn't know.
But what happened was, when Jody was born, I remember thinking, man, I got to quit drinking. I got to quit doing. I got to make a living for this kid.
And you were still a heathen.
Oh, I was a heathen. Hair down the hair. I was just, her color, not quite this dark brown. Anyway, to make a long story short, Jody, and I looked, it was a typical hippie, so I went out and bought her a dress because I wanted her to look good. And I'll never forget that crazy nurse. She looked at me, she said, how can you have such good taste on children's clothes? You don't even have this, your first baby, and you're a hippie, you're a rocker. And boy, Jody was all, and I mean, and they were
you
rolling
felt proud.
Catholic. Oh, yeah, I want you to look good. I mean, I had a nice dress. And in those days, I don't know if they do it now, they wouldn't let Kathy walk. You had to be in the hospital in a wheelchair.
Okay, and every detail's coming out.
You want it all, that's it, you
no,
asked.
No, I didn't
And
think
that
so.
Was Jody, just sitting there, and it was just such a blessing of the Lord. And the nurses came with us outside, almost to the car. They couldn't get over how pretty Jody was. They said, this is a beautiful baby.
How sweet.
I said, she looks like a mama. Praise God.
Really,
that kind
look
of
like
stuff.
You.
Yeah, I look like daddy.
I used to be good looking. Ain't no more.
But I think she got the best of both of us.
Yeah, she got the best
Let's
of
hope.
Both of us.
Sweet.
So that's how I met Jody Walker.
No, I was Walker once. Now I'm Roberts. Who
I'm
knows
Roberts.
What's next?
That's right. I forgot about that.
But she was Jody.
You got to keep on rolling.
Jody Duplantis.
Yeah, between these two women, they told me I was going to hell. they were on me like white on rice.
Yeah, I was just taught that.
Yeah, baby, you were my first prayer partner.
Go tell your daddy,
right? We still do that.
A little bit. Go tell your dad.
Yeah, a lot of times, Jody's, she don't mind me saying, she's 51 years old, and I never told her
I'll
no.
I'll be 52,
yeah. Yeah, I never told her no. And Meredith, my granddaughter, she's 15, I never told her no. Yeah. But this woman here, sly, she would say, they want me to do something mission. I ain't doing that. I am not doing that. And she would tell Jody, go in there and tell your daddy you ought to do this. I don't know if Jody remembered this, not too
long
ago.
Yeah, sometimes I would because it was the right thing to do. Otherwise, I'd be like, no, I'm not telling him that.
So she
I don't want to be on the bad side.
And she said,
I don't get in between. That's when y'all go at it. I'm like, that's between you people. It has nothing to do with me.
And you would say.
I'm with you guys. Remember that on Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Where the guys say, that's one of my favorites, where he's like trying to decide like who's going to be the boss. Who made you leader in this outfit? And they look at the tiebreaker and he looks and goes, I'm with you guys. So that's how I always feel. Y'all get at it. I'm with both of you.
I'll never forget you came in and you said, Dad, you need to do this. You need to do this.
You really
and
do.
And I thought, yeah. I said, you think so, Jody? Oh, yeah, I really do.
If I feel
and
bad,
then,
I'll say
yeah,
it.
And then
if not,
I
ain't saying it.
I stopped and said, did your mama tell you to
yes,
come in and tell
yes,
me
yes, she
and
did.
She went, yes. And that's how Kathy gets things done.
And I wouldn't have to do that if you would listen.
Well, my God, man, I do enough work. They call me the Golden Goose. I've heard them say
he
it.
He calls it.
Don't
kill.
No, no,
golden
I've saw
one
heard
time,
y'all call me.
And you think he likes it.
That's mama.
That's my girl. She says, don't kill the Golden Goose.
I'm with you guys.
But I just think it's wonderful to see, the family. We work together. And
yeah, we work
you
here.
And Jody work really close together.
Mm-hmm. And that's really fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Like,
really? It is. Probably one of the things that, sometimes it's irritating because I'll get something.
You mean I'm irritating?
No, you're wonderful, but sometimes it's irritating when I don't get something.
Are you saying that because I pay you? No, I'm just joking.
I'll say other things for that. But no, it's more like when I feel like I'm listening to a message and I'm supposed to work on this, but I don't get it. Do you know what I mean? It's deeper than where I've gone. Or you're skipping through, and I just didn't catch it. So I love that you're available to me. Like I can say, what did you even mean by this?
Yeah.
I have, and then you're able to explain it and go on more stories that I go, oh. Mm-hmm. And it takes me there further. Because sometimes, you're not on the same wavelength as somebody, right? When you're listening to it. It's also different in the church. Like when I'm listening preaching in the church, when you're saying, oh, I get it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, when it's just... text in a transcript kind of form,
right?
It doesn't flow the same way.
Right. And so people that may not realize what she's really talking about is that they work together on the books. Like this list is the latest book, and y'all work really closely on this book, The Hidden Help. This is the newest one. Right. But you've helped him so much on many books and also partner letters. So y'all interact. You want to know, he wrote it down, but you wanted to
expound
on a few
points.
And go
where he was going, because for a sermon is only... Well, as long as that church service is. A book is more.
And I tried to explain
this to
Jordan.
So y'all work really closely together.
You notice I can't get a word in.
That's okay.
Because you took the beginning half. Right?
That's okay. It's our turn.
It's Mama's show. That's what she
it's
said.
Mama's but show.
Mom said it's her show.
That's right.
Mama said it's her show.
Yeah, so I just I love seeing you both work together so wonderfully. And since it is the whole Father's Day kind of angle, I just thought it would be good to y'all to interact that way. But I love watching y'all talk about the Word and then work on a project together and see it come to pass.
I like to throw things out, the devil's advocate a little bit. Because I find that makes it easier for me to think around it.
Because you
can get tunnel visioned, right? Yeah. And you're on this one thing.
I tried to get you to understand. When you're preaching a message, I want everybody to listen to me, so this is going to help you. You got so many different levels of growth in people's Christianity.
In the audience, listening.
I may not be able to stay on one particular part that you want me to expound more.
Exactly.
But in a book,
you
can do that.
30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah. So you'll say something, you say, Dad, explain this to me. Why are you doing it? And then, then you can do that. But when you're preaching the gospel, the Holy Spirit's guiding you and directing you because He wants to touch everyone. It's a whole
other
thing.
That's a whole other thing that sometimes the message forks off. And it's for those people in that service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yet you have all these points, all these great things. I'm always amazed that you got so much in you. It just keeps coming and coming.
That's the Holy Spirit
older,
that does that.
It just gets more rich and rich and rich. And it's shocking sometimes to look back at some of the work we did early and to now.
Well, it's called growing.
It's a big growth. Not everybody grows big.
Yeah. But you can.
Not everybody grows big.
I think everybody should grow on a daily basis, not just a Sunday basis.
Yeah, I just love it. And I can see that Jody has a great respect for you as her father.
Absolutely.
Do you have a great respect for me as a wife?
You're not my daddy.
You ain't my daddy, she says.
I need prayer. All of y'all pray for me. Between these two women, I ain't got a chance.
He's my daddy. He calls me mama all the time, but I don't call him daddy.
I don't have a chance.
I don't ever want to be a man's mama. That's why I'm on my second one.
Yeah. I'm going to make the sign of the cross. I don't have a chance in this family. You understand? There's two women, then I got my granddaughters. That's three women.
She ain't got a chance.
She's
quiet, though.
She's quiet, but she speaks
her mind.
Until
she's ready. Then she lays the hammer. She's
a strong woman.
She's strong inside.
Young woman.
I wonder where she got that from.
One day we'll have to bring her on here. Yeah, she's all strong for me. Because
I'm very strong.
Am I very strong?
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Is she strong?
You are.
I am, but I'm not loud.
No.
Jody tells me
I'm loud. But you're not loud. No. You're strong.
I can be. I have my moments where I can't be loud.
Oh, yeah.
Because just to get loud, just to be able to speak, I didn't even know if I'd be able to get a word in edgewise between the two of you.
Look how good you're doing.
I got one or two words in.
Look how well you're doing.
Yeah. Well, we have so many great memories. You know, I remember that the little things, of course, growing up. But as a young woman, we just watched Jody growing up. And as a father, interceding, being a grandfather is a great experience.
He's a wonderful father. A wonderful grandfather.
Let's talk about him, Jody.
Yeah, let's talk about dad. That's a little easier.
And I thank God for Jody because she understood this at a very small child. I never was home. Kathy,
you
raised Thursday. She raised you.
Yeah, but I was so looking forward to that.
I didn't
feel like I missed out. Yeah, sometimes every now and then things would happen. Well, one or two times I remember, God, I wish my dad was here. But really, I hate to say it, but I didn't care. You know what I mean? I knew you were coming back.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were gone forever. Plus, we lived in Houma. So all my friends had dads that worked the shift on Allfield. Right. So that was a common thing for dads to be
gone
in
like
and
a week
out
at a
and
time.
All that.
Yeah.
So I didn't consider that super foreign.
But I missed so many things that I should have been there.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be there either. Don't worry about it. Let yourself off the hook.
God gave us the right child that could really flow. I mean, she just flowed
with
whatever we were doing. And, you know, we never left Jody. We never left you when you were a little kid.
Everywhere we went. Not until I was about like a teenager, and you wanted to start going to some of those bigger meetings.
Right. Right. I went to some of those. And then we put you at the homes of some close friends.
Yeah, which was so
great experiences.
Yeah, because I was an only child, like I got to hang out with Uncle Joel's and Aunt Deborah, and they had their three kids, and they became like brothers and sisters to me.
Yeah.
Or like a couple of these women that were really good friends with you that kind of opened my eyes to all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
But I always felt, you know, because Kathy was at everything that Jody could do, and me, I barely made our high school graduation. I mean, I didn't want to be there either.
Remember when I took that thing? I threw it before I was supposed to. I was ready to get out.
You know, but to me, I wanted to see that, you know. I mean, it was just such a blessing.
You were there.
But I made it. Yeah. I made it by maybe 10 minutes, but I got it because, you know, in those days I was flying commercial, so you just had to take whatever the airlines could give you.
And that's
you know,
why that we'd say, like, I always slept better on Thursdays, right?
I'll never forget you saying that. That shocked
me. But I would always say, I always slept better on Thursdays.
Well, the way you said it was in the kitchen, you said, you know, Dad, I always sleep better on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And I thought,
you were a teenager, probably Meredith's age, probably about this.
Yeah, and I'd say, why'd you say that? Yeah. Because that's when I came home.
Yeah,
I came
there's
home
something
on
calm. That is a fatherly thing that is different.
Yeah.
That you really do notice when there's like a man in the house when you're young.
It's so important.
A girl. I don't know. Maybe not everybody feels that way, but there's something settling and safe feeling. You go.
Yeah, I think like that's why you borrowed his socks all the time.
I love that
socks.
I got narrow feet.
Man.
So I would like put two or three pairs on, shove them in there. I wear boots all the time. My feet are like skis. Remember all those jokes? That wasn't right. All them jokes you had about me. Look at Jody. My nickname was Sasquatch.
He thinks he always had to make a joke.
Grew before me. Remember, I looked like a bunny rabbit. I had the big feet and long ponytails. And then my body was this big. Then I grew into it.
Long ponytails.
Took me a while to grow into my feet. Like those came first.
That's why you love bunnies today.
She got mad. I heard a feeling when I called a Sasquatch. You know, Bigfoot. Oh, Lord.
Look at Jody. Jody can ski without the skis. Look at him loaves of bread. You know how we knew Jody was Jody? I could see her feet sticking up over the basket.
And he thought everybody was laughing.
I thought it was funny.
Well, it was funny for a little while. I was like,
yeah, but I mean, we've lived a very exciting life. You can tell we don't slow down for nothing. We just going on, and it's constant. It's all the time.
I slow down.
And Kat, Jody's the same way because she's pretty busy,
not only
in our ministry but and busy with
life
Meredith,
in general and Meredith.
But there's this woman loves more animals than I've seen in my
life. I love animals.
She got rabbits. She got dogs. She got cats and everything.
Whatever
and,
comes to the house, I feel like it's my responsibility.
Yeah,
find a home or take care of it.
Yeah. It's
that's
just
not
amazing.
How I grew up, though. That's like, get that dog off the side. No hair all over. Slotting hair and all that. Yeah.
I wanted a dog outside. I didn't want no dog inside.
So clean, so organized.
Yeah, you know.
And you come to my house, you're like, who is this child?
Yeah, you leave with hair everywhere.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you take a little piece with you. Everywhere you go, you get a little
When I come home from your house, many times my clothes go right in the laundry.
No, every time I go to
I change clothes.
Because my bulldog is so old and smelly.
Oh,
Stinky Winky.
We love Winky.
No matter what you do.
He stinks, it's okay.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me.
I hate to tell y'all that every time I go to Jody's house, I stop at the car wash and I vacuum myself.
No. Cats, dogs, man, you can't even keep up.
Good Lord.
You get a Roomba, even that doesn't work.
Then she gets, because she got rabbits, and these rabbits love her. And to me, I see them as a sauce pecan. We can eat these rabbits. No, yeah.
Rabbit, fricassee of rabbit.
Anything you name is a pet. Yeah. You don't eat it. You don't eat anything with a name.
Don't eat the pets,
nothing with a name. No, that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not eating. I never eat a rabbit. Like eating a cat now. I love them.
I mean, these animals, it's amazing. I like to watch them, how they've fallen in love with Jody.
Oh.
They come look at her
when I was little.
I mean, the cat.
They come look at you. Yeah, they look at you. Oh, they look at love.
They wait and Winky, this bulldog, I mean, Winky is a wonderful dog. Just look at you. I mean.
She's wonderful.
I mean, it's amazing. And if you go toward her, they protect her. I guess she feeds them all, I guess.
That's
all
so
kind of
good.
Maybe
so.
You know, it's such a blessing.
I just so wonderful. I know we didn't really have a script or anything planned, but I sit back and I listen to both of you. When, like, you're on the phone, you're talking, Jody will call in, I'll talk for a while. Then y'all get on the phone, y'all talk for like an hour, going back and forth, talking about the Word, talking about family, talking about just anything and everything.
Food.
Your Jody's an amazing cook.
Not lately.
Oh, that girl can't cook. I got to give it to her.
Lately.
If Jody ever invites you to her house to eat, go. Because if you don't, you're going to miss God. That girl can flat cook. Yeah. I never forget. I always like her to, we always go out to eat like on Christmas.
We go eat at her house.
She actually made the dips and made all the other stuff. She knows all the flavors and stuff. And so me and Jay, her husband, we sitting there just... eating too much of the
the dips and stuff. Yeah.
And by the time it comes time for dinner, we're so full we can't hardly eat anything. But it's very, very good.
It's perfect.
Well, it's hard to even know what to do for Dad, like on Father's Day or anything like that. Because it's like you have everything you want, and if you don't want it, I've given you stuff, and then 2 years later, you're like, Jody, somebody gave me this. You want it? And I'm like, I gave you that. And I'm like, oh, man, that was a...
I'm sorry.
It was hilarious to me. Oh, pass it on. Yeah, I want it. I bought it. Like, give it all back to me. If you don't want it, I'll take it.
But it's hard.
So food, I know, is something like
I
can do. I don't want that back. Well, remember that one time I made that soup, and he was like, this is the funk. This is no good.
But I'm very honest.
Yeah, but the other ones, like the seafood soup, I know you love it.
God,
I know that's something I'd rather
have that than a Rolls Royce.
So I make a ton of it and put in the things and freeze it. And you can take it out when you come off the road.
And every time we eat it, we feel the love.
Oh,
another spoon of love coming in. And after we eat it, we always call back. You always call us. Call Jody. Text Jody.
He does. And he really keeps up with me. So he might say, you know, I travel a lot or I'm not around. But he keeps up with me. I mean,
I've always had that quality time, even though it maybe wasn't quantity. He always was interested.
I think there's a lot of, you know, guilt or something in there about the quantity, because I felt fine.
You sure did.
I'm fine.
I don't sit around.
I'm not on a, you know, table somewhere. Or whatever. I think my daddy was never around. The Lord took my dad. Do you know, and one of the things about being Christian or all of that kind of stuff, even, I didn't have some of the same experiences, because I knew a lot of preacher's kids, too.
You did.
Right? I mean, we went to all these. I knew tons of them. Yeah. Right, and everybody has a lot to say about the preacher's kids, but I didn't feel like I had some resentment against God because in my family it was the same thing out there, and I thought that was a special thing because I think some of the other ones felt like, hey, we put on a show for church and then we get home and we live a whole different way,
right?
But we didn't.
It's always so wonderful for me to go back in time when Jody was growing up. You know, God's been so good to us, and right now is a perfect time for me to honor God with some of the beautiful testimonies that you send to us. We love to share what God is doing in the lives of people, and that's why I do my segments on TV called Glorious Moments. I want to share some of them with you today. Says, this glorious moment reads, God bless you, Pastor Duplantis. I have followed you for years, and you have made a big difference in my life. I'm not in a good place, and I fight against depression and suicide ideation. But this morning, you encouraged me, and I pray God continues to openly bless you and your ministry. I love you and your family. Thanks for sending this to me. You know, here's another wonderful testimony, and it says, thank you, Jesse, for saying yes to the Lord and for writing the book, Close Encounters of the God Kind. The book opened my eyes to see what a good God He is, especially about heaven and how you wrote about God's glory and down-to-earth love for His people. I'm looking forward to heaven and also thanking you personally for making a courageous choice for showing what heaven is really all about. I love that. And this one says, hello from Colombia. Since listening to your preaching and programs, I've been more blessed because a lot of revelation has come in the area of finances. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy. You are great servants of the Lord. I love that. You know, this one reads, I'm so grateful and thankful for your many prayers since I wrote to you last month asking for prayer for my back as I was in so much pain. Well, God has healed me because I do not have any more pain, and I know it was through our prayers that did it. I just had a birthday. I am 87 years old and pain-free. Praise God forevermore. God bless you all. I love that. And this one, I want to share one more testimony with you that reads, Jesse, I love you and thank you for preaching this gospel. You have changed my life. I started listening to you in 2016 and never stopped. I have a solid, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus because of you preaching this gospel. A big God bless you. You know, I don't want you to go anywhere. I'm coming right back after a brief message to share one more with you right after this.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
making a big impact.
Take it to the world. Take it everywhere. And let your light so shine.
We have a wonderful product offer for you this month. It's Jesse's book, Distortion, The Vanity of Genetically Altered Christianity. This book has revolutionized lives all around the globe, and it will inspire you to see God's Word for what it really is. It's going to bring you back to your fearless roots of your faith. To order Distortion, The Vanity of Genetically Altered Christianity, all you have to do is go to our website at jdm.org. I encourage you to get a copy for yourself and for someone that you love. This is a book that everyone needs to read to guard against the enemy's deception that's going on in the world today. Now I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our amazing partners who make everything that we do possible. Jesse and I are so thankful for your faithful love, your prayers, and financial support. You know, it's amazing that we've been reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time with the gospel for 48 years. And you know, we couldn't do it without you. It's amazing how every year God opens more and more ways for us to spread the gospel throughout the world, and God's kingdom is growing. Partners, you are fueling every outreach of this ministry, and with you by our side, we're bringing God's love to every corner of the earth, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you. You know, our purpose here at JDM is to help you develop your faith in God in every way that we can. And partners, we're able to do that because of you. We're spreading the gospel nonstop through our global television broadcast, evangelistic ministries, our monthly magazine, books, DVDs, CDs, and our internet and social media platforms. Jesse and I consider you our extended family, and there's never a day that we do not pray for you. And if you're not a partner and God is speaking to you today about joining our evangelistic efforts, you can give through JDM.org, PayPal, text to give, or you can mail in your donation. Remember, we pray over every seed that we receive, and we join our faith with you for your 100-fold return. God is so good, and He honors His word when we believe. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I pray that you were blessed and that we'll see you back here next week. Jesse has a powerful message planned just for you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this month's partner offer. It's entitled, How to Get to the End. The end of what? The end of everything. Listen, there is so much deception everywhere. The gospel must be preached to the world for a witness, because Jesus is coming. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 says, He that endureth to the end shall be saved. This teaching is full of wisdom and encouragement. It's going to strengthen you to endure to the end. Get your copy at jdm.org today. Every part of the vision is a time frame of your destiny. Faith is not to possess a vision, but to be possessed by it. I live, eat, and breathe vision. I am a vision specialist. When you tell me I can't do something, you just told me I could, when the Bible says I can do all things through Christ. And I love a challenge. I don't care if it's hard. That's what makes it great.